Lights, camera, action. Okay. So when we surveyed you, our tribe, 37% or nearly 50,000 people said that they have trouble with brittle nails, brittle hair, or hair loss in some way. If you have brittle hair or hair loss, maybe you're finding a lot of hair in the shower all of a sudden or after having a couple of children, or maybe your hair is just not what it used to be. Maybe your eyebrows are thinning, especially on the outside. Well, then you are in the right place because your thyroid is what we need to talk about. There is a strong likelihood that these are telltale symptoms of a low-functioning thyroid, even if your lab work is normal. Midlife hormonal changes can bring really kind of subtle changes to our skin and our hair, let alone our energy and our weight and our mental outlook. But before we just write these things off as products of aging and cut our hair and clip our nails, it's a good idea to take a look at your thyroid and to give it some love, because not only will your hair, your nails, and your skin improve, so will your weight, energy, sleep, digestion, moods. Really, in this way, if you can rejuvenate your thyroid, your entire life gets better. The thyroid is a tiny butterfly-shaped gland that influences virtually every organ system in the human body. The hormones it secretes into the bloodstream play a vital role in regulating metabolism, which is the rate at which our bodies convert our food into energy. So if you're not effectively converting your food into fuel, you can't feel well. Every single cell of your 37.2 trillion cells needs thyroid hormone to function. It's crucial to your vitality. Symptoms of low thyroid hormone production are fatigue that you just can't shake even after a good night's sleep. Constipation, because it slows everything way down. Of course, dry skin, brittle nails, right? Hair loss, aches and pains, feeling down or depressed. It's easy to attribute these kinds of symptoms to other health problems or maybe to something else going on in our lives, but often those things are the targets of feeling down. They're not the root cause. Hypothyroidism is common in women, especially between the ages of 35 and 65. 13% of us will have hypothyroidism, and this shoots up to 20% when you get over 65. Because the link between symptoms and thyroid disease is not always obvious, especially in older people, many women are not going to know that they have an issue with their thyroid and they won't be treated for it, which is a real shame because untreated hypothyroidism can increase your risk for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, heart disease, not to mention take away of so much of your quality of life, and that's completely unnecessary. So let's talk about supporting your thyroid back to health no matter where your labs are. You want to focus on getting proper testing. When you go to the doctor once a year, you're going to want to run free T3, T4, TSH, and TPO. I also like to run reverse T3 to see if stress is coming in from overworked adrenals and that maybe stress is the root cause of your thyroid issue. You want your doctor to explain to you once you get your lab work back if you are or are not converting your T4 inactive thyroid hormone into T3 active thyroid hormone, because both can be fine, but if you're not converting them, you will have all the symptoms even though your lab work looks normal. Definitely check ferritin, low ferritin. Ferritin is the stored form of iron. This is one of the most common causes of hair loss in women. I love using liquid iron. It's non-binding to help replace your iron stores. Having low iron is a really common problem for hypothyroid people in general, so it's important to have your iron tested. It's not enough to be told by your doctor that your iron levels are normal, because the range is wide. It's from 14 to 170, but you should be between 65 and 80 at least. That's the functional range. Another way you can boost your iron level is to take liver capsules from grass-fed animals, which is great for low ferritin, in addition to or instead of the Gaia Herbs liquid iron. The next thing we want to do is fill in your nutritional deficiencies with a high quality multivitamin. I love the DFH Complete Multi. This is an exceptional multivitamin for those with thyroid or adrenal problems. You also want to address your stomach acid, and you can easily do that by adding apple cider vinegar or ginger into your diet, especially before meals. A little bit of each before meals will be wonderful. Make sure you're including enough carbohydrates. We have an entire blog committed to how to use carbohydrates strategically to improve your thyroid, so make sure you check that out. Collagen and bone broth protein are really popular, and for good reason. Make sure that you are consuming either collagen or bone broth when you have muscle meat, when you're gonna have a chicken breast or you're gonna have a steak. If you can add a little collagen, you can add a little bone broth, you will be able to use the protein from the muscle meat better, and that will support your thyroid much better and help with your hair, skin, and nails. Or you can focus on power proteins instead, which instead of having your muscle meat, you're gonna move towards white fish, all the different white fishes out there, halibut, mahi, shellfish, eggs. You're gonna move to organ meats. These are the easiest proteins for your thyroid to use as medicine, which is why we call them power proteins. If you want to find out more about how to heal your thyroid using food as medicine, just go to thyroidminicourse.com. I've got a free mini course there that is going to guide your precious thyroid, my friends. We will take care of you and help you get back your health and also your beauty. Thank you so much for watching, and we'll catch you next time on Food as Medicine TV.